You're listening to Radio EcoShock with your host, Alex Smith.
Carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has crossed another dangerous threshold, going above 400 parts per million for the first time since humans appeared on Earth. To avoid a punishing climate shift, experts are searching for a big way to capture carbon from the atmosphere and store it. Instead of the industrial solutions advanced by some, the government of France proposes to capture CO2 with better agricultural and land management. It's called the 4 per 1,000 program. We'll find out why and how it works. Our guest is the project manager for the 4% Initiative and Sustainable Development for the Ministry of Agriculture, Agri-Food and Forestry in the government of France. Muriel Trouillet has been the ministry lead for the 4 per 1,000 carbon-to-soil program and other climate affairs in the past. From Paris, Muriel Trouillet, welcome to Radio EcoShock.
Hello, thank you.
Please talk to us about the accumulation of carbon in the soil versus what is in the atmosphere.
It may be surprising, but actually 1,500 billion tons of carbon are stocked in soil organic matter, which is twice more carbon than atmospheric carbon dioxide.
In March of 2015, the French Minister of Agriculture was at a meeting in Montpellier about climate-smart agriculture. What is that?
Yes, it was a scientific meeting to exchange views on climate-smart agriculture. This is a general concept to talk about practices that address climate change challenges in agriculture. It refers to a variety of mitigation levers, and the increase of soil organic matter is one of them, though it is a lot more. Fertility, productivity, resilience.
And how would you explain the science behind the 4 per 1,000 campaign to the average person?
A 4 per 1,000 annual growth rate of the soil carbon stock would make it possible to stop the present increase in the atmospheric carbon dioxide. This growth rate is not a normative target for every country, but is intended to show that even a small increase in the soil carbon stock is crucial to improve soil fertility and agricultural production and to contribute to achieving the long-term objective of limiting the temperature increase to below 1.52 degrees.
And what has to change, Muriel, to make agriculture a process to capture and store carbon?
Agriculture, like forests, in more general words, landscapes, already capture and store carbon. What we are aiming to is to preserve these stocks and to enhance them with the promotion of practices that contribute to a better capture and carbon storage in soils.
Is the 4 per 1,000 limited to agriculture? What about other lands like forests?
No, 4 per 1,000 encompass agricultural soils, notably grassland and pastures, and forest soils. This is key to protect the existing stocks of carbon at the same time that we encourage the enhancement of carbon sequestration. So it's an inclusive approach. We need to address both forestry, agriculture, and other lands.
Now, the English version of a French government website says, quote, "The 4 parts per 1,000 annual growth rate of the soil carbon stock would make it possible to stop the present increase in atmospheric CO2. Muriel, does 4 in 1,000 aim at leveling off our current emissions, or can it go farther to actually reduce CO2 in the atmosphere?
We want to be clear. The initiative is intended to complement the necessary efforts to comprehensively reduce global greenhouse gas emissions. To reach carbon neutrality by the mid-century, we will need both to reduce greenhouse gas emissions and maintain and increase the carbon sequestration, in other words, the sinks of carbon.
But this campaign's not just about carbon and climate. Muriel, what are its other aims?
No, in fact, the initiative aims to address the three challenges of food security, adaptation of food systems and people to climate change, and the mitigation of anthropogenic emissions. So it's important to have in mind that primarily composed of carbon, the organic matter in soils plays a role in four important ecosystem services: resistance to soil erosion, soil water retention, soil fertility for plants, and soil biodiversity. Even small changes of the soil carbon pool have tremendous effects both on agricultural productivity and on greenhouse gas balance. So it's really important that the food security remain the first goal, because in most countries around the globe, this is the priority. The added value of the 4 per 1000 initiative, Soil for Food Security and Climate, this is the right name of the initiative, Soil for Food Security and Climate, aims to show that food security and combating climate change are complementary, and to ensure that agriculture provides solution to climate change.
Well, let's go back to the roots of this French project. It appeared in the handover of the presidency of the COP climate talks from Peru to France, and I'm speaking of the Lima-Paris Action Agenda. Has Peru or the Global South played an active role in exploring ways to use agriculture to capture carbon?
The principle of the Lima-Paris Action Agenda, which is now called the Global Climate Action Agenda, is to promote multi-partenarial and international initiatives that deliver commitments and concrete actions on the ground. And the cooperation north and south is encouraged. So in agriculture, this is key that all countries get involved, because food security and adaptation of climate change is a global concern.
Muriel, why do you think among the many progressive countries in Europe, the French government took this lead on soil carbon?
The French Ministry of Agriculture, Agri-Food and Forestry has engaged since several years a major change in the approach of production, more sustainable, more effective. This is what we call the agroecology project. The agroecology means developing and rolling out new crop and livestock farming methods. This is also means seeing a farm as a whole, adopting a holistic approach in which activities are mutually complementary and in balance, offset each other. And they are based on the natural processes. So the protection and improvement of soils, which are part of this project, are seen as a solution for the three challenges I mentioned earlier. And it was natural that with this agroecology project that we lead in our country, that we took the lead on this subject abroad.
Of course, any proposal draws its critics. Perhaps climate smart agriculture is not the same as agroecology, as you talked about, and specifically, some worry that agricultural multinationals, even smaller companies, will use our climate fears as a business opportunity. Maybe they'll push super fertilizers or herbicide tolerant crops as green, climate friendly products. Is that a concern to you?
So, yes, you're right. It's not the same, climate-smart agriculture and agroecology. Yes, what you mentioned are also our concerns. This is why we promote agroecology most. And we also have framed the governance of the initiative 4 per 1000, so as the private companies are not part of the consortium. The consortium is the decision-making body. So in this way, we can prevent such difficulties.
And the other worry, which I share, is that a change to agriculture in over 190 countries cannot possibly come fast enough to save us from severe and unstoppable climate change. Muriel, what do you think?
As I said previously, it mustn't stop the governments and the actors to make efforts in matter of reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And I would like to add that it's not only governments who engage in this transition, it's all actors of the society. And by doing that, we engage into a transition to low carbon economy.
How detailed is the planning for using plants to capture more carbon dioxide from the atmosphere? Is there science underway?
Actually, the 4 per 1000 is built on solid scientific documentation and concrete actions on the ground. The initiative 4 per 1000 is both an action plan to implement agricultural practices at local level and finance projects, but also an international research program And the research program has already started. We are not starting from scratch. The researchers already work on carbon sequestration.
And do we already have tested techniques for increasing the amount of carbon back into the soil? Do we know how?
The practices promoted in 4% initiative are already used in some contexts and in some countries. And what we hear from the farmers in some part of the world, even in Africa, is that they already do it. But sometimes the market doesn't help with promoting such practices. And the improvement of knowledge and the transmission of knowledge and capacity building is part of the initiative with the scientific cooperation program, with the collaborative platform.
And a key question often overlooked by environmentalists is the cost. Who is going to pay? Muriel, please talk to us about the economics behind a successful way to do 4 per thousand.
Yes. The purpose of the initiative is to make the link between the projects and the financial institution. The 4 per thousand initiative is not a fund, but the funding of actions is crucial, and we have the objective to facilitate the access to climate finance for projects that would be labeled as 4 per thousand projects. So this is a facilitative role that we are doing.
And what's been done so far in France?
So I've told you about the agroecology project that led to a transition of farming methods and the training of farmers. Among other actions, we have the agroforestry action plan. We also have the creation of economic and environmental interest grouping. So it is the grouping of farmers so they have better means to implement actions together. There is also the orientation that we would like to have for the next common and agriculture policy that would encourage measures increasing the carbon stocks. So there are many actions that we lead in France and in Europe.
How far has this idea spread beyond France?
Some countries have expressed interest on the purpose and the principles of the initiatives. A lot of African countries, developed countries also, like the EU, like Canada, US, but also emerging countries like Brazil and India, there are a lot of interest.
Our guest, Muriel Trouillet, is the project manager for the 4% Initiative in the French Ministry of Agriculture, Agri-Food and Forestry. We've been talking about a hopeful new approach for capturing carbon dioxide to avoid the worst of climate change. It's called 4 per thousand. I'll put links to the French government website and more in my weekly show blog at ecoshock.info. Muriel, thank you so much for sharing your valuable time.
You're welcome. It was a pleasure for me.
I'm Alex Smith for Radio EcoShock.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.